Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Teresa and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the book of Romans, specifically chapter 3, verses 21 to 31. And it says, "But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, though testified to by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. All have sinned and are deprived of the glory of God. They are justified freely by his grace through the redemption in Christ Jesus, whom God sent forth as an expiation through faith by his blood to prove righteousness because of the forgiveness of sins previously committed through the forbearance of God, to prove his righteousness in the present time, that he might be righteous and justify the one who has faith in Jesus. What occasion is there then for boasting? It is ruled out. On what principle of works? No, rather on the principle of faith. For we consider that a person is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Does God belong to Jews alone? Does he not belong to Gentiles too? Yes, also to Gentiles, for God is one and will justify the circumcised on the basis of faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Are we then annulling the law by this faith? Of course not. On the contrary, we are supporting the law." And so we see in this letter to the Romans, to give a little bit of background, Paul is writing to the Romans, and this is taking place during his third missionary journey. And at this time, he's actually not stepped foot onto their land. He's writing in anticipation of one day arriving to them. And he's writing with eagerness. And in the beginning of his letter, he mentions that he looks forward to the day that they can strengthen one another through faith. And so in this section specifically, Paul is writing to the Romans, and he is presenting this new idea. He's wanting to renew the mindset where there's division of faith versus works, and there's division between the Jews and Gentiles. And he's wanting to unite their mindset to the reality that God is one for them all. And ironically, I was recently at a Bible study where we were actually looking at this very passage. And something that was brought to my attention that was spoken of was specifically the definition of justification, which Paul, he mentions pretty frequently in this chapter and in this book. And what it means is to be brought back into right relationship with God. And so we see he's speaking specifically in verses 23. All have sinned and are deprived of the glory of God. They are justified freely by his grace through the redemption in Christ Jesus. And so he's speaking to the fact that whether we are Jew or Gentile, no matter our background, we've all sinned. We're all on the same playing level. But that we are equally justified. We're equally brought back into this relationship with Jesus, with God through Christ Jesus, through this grace that he has bestowed upon us. And this grace isn't just like a one and done, like Jesus didn't just kind of like take our place on the cross, but he did take our place on the cross so that he can pour out the grace into us, not just so that we can get into heaven, but so that we can be filled with the fullness of life, and that there's this cooperation, this invitation to work with God and receiving and allowing him to refill those places. And so specifically it was mentioned, to quote, it was from the Great Adventure Bible. They spoke how God loves us too much to leave us the same. And so we see in this passage that Paul is inviting the Romans to a renewed thinking, that it isn't just, you know, comparing one another, but it's saying like, okay, Lord, this is what you want to give us. This is the faith that you've bestowed upon us, and that we can actually access this through our works. They are not separated, but they're actually one. And sometimes I think this could be hard to remember. I often find in my own life that sometimes we feel like there are certain standards or expectations that we have to meet, or that we have to earn God's love, maybe by praying in a particular way or doing a certain thing where we feel like we're earning his trust and his love. But actually, that's not the case. It's very different than the standards God sets for us. He has high expectations for us because he wants to see us grow and to do better. But where there's great growth and opportunity, there's actually great mercy. And so God is a father who doesn't Yeah, he doesn't bash on us when we fall. He actually picks us back up and says, okay, let's actually try this again. And let's step into this new faith, and let's step into this new task, and let's do it together. And so, much like St. Paul is writing to the Romans, we can also receive that word and take it a step further to be open to what the Lord wants to do in our lives. And so, Jesus, we thank you for your grace and forgiveness. God, we thank you for restoring our relationship with you, no matter what we might do in our humanity and the ways that we might fall. And we ask for the grace to be open to you and the gifts that you desire to fill us with today, that we might be transformed. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to your daily Damascus Prayer Lab. My name is Teresa again, and to find more information about our programs and retreats offered here, you can find us at damascus.net. God bless.